My name is Jody Schultz, and I'm the Interim Associate Children and Youth Institute Director at Michigan State University Extension. The Children and Youth Institute is where the 4-H Youth Development Program is housed at Michigan State University Extension. We also focus on early childhood programming in this institute as well.
Jody, it is National 4-H Week across the country, and efforts are going on all over the place to celebrate youth development in 4-H programs. What's being done in Michigan, and maybe some significance of the 4-H program here in our state?
Right. So right now is the 80th consecutive National 4-H Week. And our theme for National 4-H Week is Opportunity for All. So here in Michigan, what we're doing is we are hosting a photo and video contest to celebrate National 4-H Week in our local communities. So we are asking 4-H volunteers and youth and alumni to share why I love Michigan 4-H. So contestants are being asked to share a video or a photo that's highlighting exactly why they love Michigan 4-H. And share that on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok, and include the hashtag #ILoveMI4H. And so the contest went live here on October 2nd at the beginning of National 4-H Week, and is going to end at the end of the day on October 9th. So more information can be found on that at www.canr.msu.edu/4H/contest.
4-H really does mean different things to different communities depending on their interest. Can you describe kind of the breadth of what it covers here in our state and some opportunities for youth?
Absolutely. So Michigan 4-H is growing our current and our 4-H, our future leaders. It is the largest youth development organization in Michigan, and we provide more than 200,000 young people with experiential learning opportunities that help them to grow and learn based on their interests, and it also helps them to discover their passions. 4-H is found in every single community or every single county in Michigan, and there's an opportunity for everyone, not just to participate as a youth, but also as a volunteer.
Many people might attribute their county fair or showing livestock as what you do in 4-H. Can you talk about, you know, some of the program areas beyond livestock?
Absolutely. So we have program areas in any interest that youth may have. So if it's communications, if it's about money management, learning about government, clothing and textiles, food and nutrition, any of those sorts of things, we have a program for. You know, so often we think about 4-H being mostly focused on clubs, and that is most certainly one of our most important delivery models. But we also have 4-H that takes place in in-school and after-school programs, all sorts of different places in our communities, as well as in 4-H spin clubs.
Those spin clubs or special interest clubs can be a shortened version of how youth can be involved. How would you direct somebody to learn more about those and different topics they could cover?
Right. So just putting in a search of Michigan 4-H spin clubs would get you there. We have a website that's dedicated solely to spin clubs. Like you said, spin clubs are short-term special interest clubs. And they're meant to be just an experience for youth to really engage in an area or a set of areas or topics that they're interested in. The majority of our 4-H clubs are year-round 4-H clubs. Spin clubs tend to be more of a 6 to 8 week experience where kids can participate in just one club, or they can participate in multiple clubs, 4-H spin clubs, throughout the year based on what their interests are.
The pandemic has really opened the doors to what type of online educational opportunities exist. How has 4-H been utilizing some of those platforms?
Right. So 4-H has adapted easily to make sure that we are still reaching all of our youth that want to participate in 4-H throughout the pandemic. So we have continued to offer just a plethora of online experiences for youth. Throughout the pandemic, we also utilized kits where, you know, our staff would put together and volunteers would work with them to put together kits that they could pick up and take home and do all sorts of different activities, science activities, cooking activities, whatever their interests were, we were doing our very best to make sure that we were meeting the need of the youth in our communities.
How has that continued into today?
Right. So we continue to offer online platforms for youth to participate. Sometimes our activities and clubs are still offered solely online. Oftentimes we also offer hybrid opportunities where some of our activities or meetings will be online and some of them then will be in person so that they can learn in both ways based on what's best for the kids and what's best for our volunteers.
This program would not be available in communities without those volunteers. How many volunteers are you looking at in the state, different ways they've been involved supporting 4-H and really where you need more?
Right. So every community needs more volunteers. We're always on a recruitment path for volunteers in 4-H as well as in Extension as a whole. Right now, we have about 7,000 volunteers across Michigan that are helping to spread the reach of our 4-H programs. They really are our most essential partners that we have in Extension. And that's because they create life-changing experiences for our kids.
Jody, any other areas of 4-H here in Michigan or national 4-H you want to wrap us up with?
I just want to encourage everyone to participate in National 4-H Week. It's a great opportunity for everyone to get out in their community, share with local businesses, flyers, posters, showcase the work that these kids are doing and that volunteers are helping them to do. And just continue to get the word out that 4-H is an amazing experience for kids to learn and grow and become our future leaders.